quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here on Wednesday. Tonight is AEW Dynamite, and I actually have no idea what's on the show. Normally I go through and I get a list of lineups, but I was gone all week, and I've not gotten my lineup. The only lineup I have is NXT and Dontaku. So I'll try and find out during the break what we got tonight. But last night was NXT, and Filthy Tom will take us through that show later on today. It was just a show. It might have even been all right, but I saw too much good wrestling over the weekend to watch multiple matches with six interference. The first match on NXT, I believe, had six interference spots in one match. And it just kept going all night. But we'll talk about that. We've also got a lot of news. We've got an update on Cody Rhodes' eye, which, as he notes, is the strangest good news he's ever heard. We've got all of the business notes from WrestleMania weekend. We have got more on the security or lack of security that plagued the MGM Grand. Old Ric Flair, that guy's going to be in the news today. He had a lot to say, and holy smokes. Yeah, so we'll tell you about that. Plus we have, what else do we, oh, I see we've got an issue. Have you ever noticed that, like, every time the show starts, there's an issue? Well, I'll figure out Twitch here in a second, everybody. I apologize. We'll get that working here in a minute. WrestleMania, we got some ratings notes and more on Bianca, Belair. Lots of stuff to talk about today. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Now it's Staples. Find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, He'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're back. Philly Tom is joining us here today. Looks like he's in a wonderful mood this morning. What's going on, Tom?
Not too much.
What's
trying
up?
To recover. I'm trying to recover from a long week. Still.
How'd you like that worst show of a WrestleMania weekend?
Certainly not the worst show of WrestleMania weekend. Far too entertaining for that. So they put out some false information.
Oh yeah,
as
what's
did
that?
You as
about
well,
how many
actually.
About how many beers you drank that night?
Oh yeah, that is actually a very wrong number that you put
oh really
out there.
What was the actual number?
I had 4 beers, and we were there for probably 4 hours.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I'm 100% positive because okay. I know, like, I know exactly how many I had.
Well, how many did I say?
You said 7.
Oh, well.
I had 4 beers.
Might have got okay? that from Vinny.
I had 4 beers. 2, if you want to count the ones I bought for other people, 2 were for Vinny. Okay, so we're up to 6. 1.
So you did buy.
Buy. You said I drank.
I meant buy.
1. No, shut up. That's not what you meant. 1 for Spider Nate Webb, who was oddly enough at the bar yeah. drinking, but did not go to the show.
Didn't know there was a show taking place.
He did not even bother to go upstairs and watch when he did. And then also, I bought a beer for Sturdy Sal while the match was going on.
While he was in the middle of the...
While he was in the 5-5, 45-minute Ironman match. I
Which actually went over 2 hours and 30 minutes, I believe.
No, it was 2 hours and 10 minutes. I don't
well, no, I was
say.
Trying to find you because the match ended and you had the timer and I couldn't find you, so we don't know the actual legitimate time.
Well, it was certainly not over 2 hours 45 minutes. So.
I don't know, man.
There you go.
You lose track of time. Well, how'd it go on the wing challenge? Anything else? We don't know what happened maybe weekend.
Challenge.
Why don't you...
Good Lord. Royce and I go to this place... We've been searching
without me,
high
by
and
the way.
Low. High and low. What?
Without me, I might add.
Listen, you want to play this game? You want, sure. This is what you want to do? You're messaging me the night before. Oh, man, I wish Royce was here. You and Royce should be here. I got the tastiest beef ribeye bone.
What do you want me to do?
Leave me alone?
Get out of here, you idiot. God.
So the next day, Royce and I have been searching high and low for the last year so he could redeem himself in the eyes of not only the fans, but more importantly, in your eyes, Brian, and you made no effort to even show up whatsoever. We go to the restaurant at Resorts World, the Doghouse, which has been, Let me talk. The Doghouse, which has been promoting this challenge for years and years. It's 60 wings and some tater tots, 20 minutes, and we were well prepared to do this challenge. We get there, and the lady goes, oh, whoa. I don't even know if we do that anymore. I don't see it on the menu. So she goes, let me talk to the chef. So she goes in the back. She goes in the back. She comes out. She very somberly shakes her head. She goes, we got a new chef, and he took it off the menu. Says we can't do it anymore. And I'm like, hold on. You got tater tots on the menu. I could see people eating them. You got 60 wings in the back. I know that's a fact. You don't have a clock? Is that the issue? What are we doing here? So Royce and I spend our time, take about 20 minutes, argue. It's mostly arguing back and forth between, do we go do this? I wanted to do a heat challenge. I was dead set. Like, I can eat the hottest pepper, tough it out for 20 minutes, and then barf my brains out afterwards and go home and take the glory. But Royce, you know, he wants to prove his volume eating. So we decide to go to Sicky's Garage, which is in Town Square, Las Vegas. It's like a strip mall, shopping mall place. And we sit down and we order this thing. And it is like, it's five burgers. One of the burgers is a cheeseburger with donuts as the buns. Two of them are they're burgers with grilled cheese as the buns. So it's like a grilled cheese sandwich on each side. There's one with pulled pork on it. There's chicken tenders in there and a mound of fries. Well, I get about, I don't know, 20 minutes in and I'm like, look, this ain't happening. I knew it wasn't happening going into it, but I was there for moral support for my boy Royce. And, well, once again, without getting into too much of the gory details, he failed.
Tom, first off,
he failed.
Royce doesn't need to redeem himself in my eyes. I was very proud of him last year when he almost finished that pizza. That's number one. Number two, you're going to get on me because you booked the eating contest head-to-head with WrestleMania, which was the entire reason I went to Las Vegas? What do you want me to do? Do a watch party at Wingstop? Anyway, I'm sure you guys ate well.
And then, to top it off, I slept. I slept for like 12 hours. I missed Vinny V's karaoke bash.
You did disappear. I was trying to find you on Sunday night.
I got invited to a wedding.
Yes.
And I couldn't make it.
There's always next time.
I'm pathetic. Yeah, nice joke. Good one. And then the next morning I wake up and I get a message from you.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry. We're not going to be able to do a day trip today. Like, what the hell are you even talking about? What? When did we ever even agree to do a day? I'm going to do a day trip while you have me scheduled to run Observer Live.
Hold on a second.
Sorry.
You're an idiot.
Sorry, man. We're just not going to have the time,
Tom,
this time while I scheduled you to work.
Hey, listen. I did six shows over Vegas weekend, okay? I love all of the listeners to Wrestling Observer Live, okay? But if you and I would have been able to drive to Area 51, there would have been a replay on Monday. I wouldn't have even thought twice about it, okay? Like, I didn't hear from you Sunday. Figure you may as well be dead. So, I texted on Monday. Sorry I want to hang out with you, Tom. I'll make sure not to make that mistake again. Don't worry. God. Guilt trip you. Get out of here. Did you watch any of WrestleMania?
I did. I watched all of it.
Yeah?
If, you know, I covered the entire show on Monday for the entire show on Monday.
Mm.
But, hey, I can't blame you for not listening to it live.
Don't get on me for this one, you idiots. Don't get on me. Hey, listen, is there any good news? Did you have any fun over the weekend besides eating?
Bloodsport's dead.
Bloodsport is dead. A great moment when I sat down next to you to say hi right as he's announcing that. And you went, what? Right into the headset when you were supposed to be quiet. Yeah. You know, people want you and me to start a blood sport.
Those people are idiots.
We could call it pride.
I will tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Because I have been tagged on tweets on X or whatever it is from people. There will not be a Tom Lawler's blood sport. I can assure you that.
That's too bad.
No, it's not. No, it's fine.
You'd rather,
it's absolutely not too bad.
You'd rather watch NXT every week than your own blood sport? We'll get to NXT here, everybody, after a while.
Brian, you know what movie I have never watched in my entire life?
Don't you dare, Tom Lawler. Don't you dare say.
Oh.
No. Don't you dare say that you've never watched Bloodsport.
I can pull up. I know I have a copy here.
You've got to be kidding me.
I have never once watched that movie, nor do I have any desire to.
Oh, my God. Tom, I'm flying down tonight.
I have it here. Somebody else was so aghast at this that they gave me the double set DVD that has Bloodsport.
There's a double set? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's Bloodsport and Emmanuel.
We're going to be back after a break. I'm done. Observer Live.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your Care Watch for free. Call us to get your Care Watch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Filthy Tom and I here, Observer Live. I wasn't going to start with this for news, but did you see this Tiffany Stratton quote about Brock Lesnar?
I did.
Okay, can someone translate?
There's a lot of quotes I think we might need to talk
about. Oh, we will
about.
Today, fear not. So she says...
I like how you skipped right past it, huh?
What? I can't even talk about this, Tom. We won't even get the show done today. Like, stop. That's another... Tom has never watched Bloodsport, everybody. And the two-disc set is Bloodsport and Time Cop? Brother, you can skip Time Cop. But you gotta watch that Bloodsport. I've watched it, like, multiple times with Vinny. And reviewed it over and over again.
What?
Oh, yeah. We have rewatched and reviewed Bloodsport, I think, multiple times.
Did you ever review Battledome?
No. Can I get to Tiffany's quote here? Because we got news before your sure. NXT report. Just someone please translate
this is big news.
Well, it's just someone translate. I said it wasn't a big story. I just want to know what she's talking about.
She's a fan. That's it.
No, she said, when I saw Brock unlace his boots, I almost shed a tear. I was sad for him. He looked like he started crying a little bit, too. He's just a boy. It's his first time living, too. So hopefully it's not his last match. What? Can I just read that one more time?
Hold on. These are both quotes that are undeniably true. Are you saying that she's wrong? Brock Lesnar is a boy, and Brock Lesnar is living for the first time. He never died and came back.
Well, we don't know that for sure. I mean, after dark, we cover a lot of topics, but I was sad for him. He looked like he started crying a little bit, too. He's just a boy. It's his first time living, too. What does that mean? Okay, now let's talk about... Well, first we'll talk about Cody. So, Cody on Instagram Stories tweeted this, quote, "You won't lose the eye," end quote, has to be the most positive yet absurd thing I've ever heard in a doctor's office. So apparently that's the update. He won't lose his eyeball. That's good news.
Well, you can lose an eyeball and still end up in a six-way intercontinental title ladder match at WrestleMania. It happened to Rey Mysterio. It's not the end of your career.
I'm not sure he actually lost the eye. I believe it was pulled out and reinserted. Right? You guys remember that story of the eye for the eye match?
It's preposterous.
Okay, so they did an eye for an eye match with Rey Mysterio, and I don't remember who it was.
I think it was Seth Rollins.
It doesn't even matter.
It was Seth. It was Seth because he barfed at the end of it. That was the culmination.
So Vince McMahon... like, went to all of this expense to get this, like, really advanced prosthetic eyeball, like, with the, like, ligaments or whatever to the eye.
This was his magnum opus. This was the last good thing he did.
No, but hold on. It's actually worse, Tom. He had the whole thing made, and then, like, at the last second, he chickened out. So he never saw it. I'm like, come on, buddy. That's what happened.
Stupid.
It was stupid.
Oh my god.
It was like that exploding barbed wire match with Moxley and Omega, which went awry, but like that went awry on accident. This was the guy just chicken out. Oh, I guess it's too much. And we had the I'll talk about WWE business, but let's talk about Flair because that's all everyone's talking about.
Speaking of Tiffany Stratton's ex-boyfriend,
Ric Flair says for him. He was not allowed to attend last year's WrestleMania, never received a call back about this year because of something involving Tiffany Stratton. So at the time, Tiffany was dating Ludwig Kaiser, okay? Ric Flair told Ariel Helwani, I threatened to beat up Tiffany Stratton's husband last year, and I wasn't allowed to go. A 24-year-old kid being threatened by a 76-year-old man, and I can't go to WrestleMania? Are you kidding me? That English kid, he said, he's going to go so far in wrestling as a gnat. He'll be a fly on the wall in a year, he said. They had that thing where Tiffany made a smart remark about Ashley's divorces, which we both know she's not smart enough to have written. Somebody gave her the script. And I went, okay, I need your number. I got it, which I can get anybody's number I want any minute of the day. And I called him. This is he called Kaiser. I said, hey, when I see you, I'm going to beat the S out of you. So he went like a little bee, told Hunter, and I wasn't allowed to go. And then he said, where is he? Where is he now? Is he even on the roster? And Ariel told him he was in Mexico. And Flair said, I'm sure he is. I hope he stays. Then he goes, there should be a red carpet for me. A red carpet in the front row. That's how I feel about it. With my contributions in this business, the work that I put in hours and hours trying to make wrestling something that it is today, I got to have problems with politics. Give me a break. I'm not mad at anybody. I understand it's politics now. It's too much politics and not enough wrestling. That's what he said. Then he put over Vince. Because, I mean, why not at this point? He said, they should all be thanking Vince. Everybody. This is from the fans that chanted, thank you, Vince, at the Hall of Fame. Everybody in the world that likes wrestling should be thanking Vince. He was asked if he was in contact with McMahon recently. No, I have not. I feel like there's so much that's going on, I would be wasting his time. He knows how I feel about him. He let me have the $800,000, and unlike what people portray, it was not for the IRS. It was helping me get through 3 divorces at one time. And the thing of it is, they hate hearing this. I paid him back every dime. When he called me, said I can write this off, I paid him back because I didn't want to let him down. So there you go. Says Rodman wanted him to induct him, and then they didn't call him back.
Did you see the portion of the interview where he said the Undertaker used to get him in trouble drinking?
Oh, is that right?
Times, and he lost so many Rolexes. One night he woke up the next morning and he said, what happened to my, where's my Rolex? And they said, Rick, last night you threw it in a bowl of spaghetti.
Huh. How about that?
Dude,
yes.
I mean, listen, there's a lot of talk about wrestling, like the indies being dead. But if I had any budget to book a match, I'd be trying to book a Ric Flair versus Ludwig Kaiser street fight.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
We should talk about more of the security
issues.
Be
as good as you versus Sean Ross Sapp.
Fightful Select, coincidentally.
Look at that.
Had a story here where they talked to several WWE stars about security. Several wrestlers responded to Fightful with, quote, what security? Source claimed the fans crossed the boundaries. Another wrestler claimed to believe that things were worsening because of the sky-high ticket prices. The wrestler believes that the fans are no longer financially accessible, or the things are no longer financially accessible to fans who want to meet them and normally would pay for meet and greets. Therefore, they are getting aggressive. A lot of fans use their kids to get us to sign things. If they don't, they put phones in our face and guilt trip us. It's WrestleMania. They're wrestling fans in town. What do people expect? So anyway, I did also ask a bunch of people yesterday about this whole thing because someone, one of my ex-subscribers, I think it was, they said, like, was it this bad last year? Because WrestleMania was in Vegas last year as well. And so it's 2 years in a row. This year was, like, really crazy. And so they asked, was it this bad last year? And essentially, I did get a couple of those, like, what security responses? But you know what was interesting was most of the people I talked to did not blame security, okay? They weren't pleased with the lack of security, but they were not blaming security. They were just blaming the fans. They said these fans, like this year, for some reason, they're just way more brazen, way more disrespectful. It was like, yeah, it was a problem with security. There wasn't enough security. But like, by blaming security, you're taking blame away from these fans who like were just wild this year. I mean, they were, yeah, exactly what this guy says, rude, disrespectful, like getting in people's faces, taking pictures of people in the bathroom, like following people around. I mean, I was given the impression like the fans this year were way worse than the fans last year. Why that was? I don't know. Obviously, you know, it wasn't all of the fans, but like, you know, if you're getting mad at people blaming the fans, like you need to go online and see some of these videos and stuff. I mean, it's like there were some very, very disrespectful fans. And I don't know. Yes, stuff like this does give the good fans a bad rap, which sucks. Because like 98% of the fans over Mania Weekend were awesome. And it's probably even less than 2%. Probably like 1% crossed the line. But there were some really problematic fans this weekend. So yeah. Did you have to deal with any of that, Tom?
No, everybody that I ran into was very, very nice, yeah. To be fair.
Same with me.
I'm trying to think and draw like parallels with the big UFC events I've been on, because the fans know where the fighters stay as well, just like they know the wrestlers, and like it just doesn't happen. I don't know what was up. You know what? If they would have pulled that with me, I would have beat the S out of them. Like they were Ludwig Kaiser.
Back in a moment with the NXT Report, Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Does anyone care about WrestleMania business, or should we let Dave do that tonight? All right. Tom, let's do NXT.
I mean, I certainly don't care. NXT on the CW Network, the show opened with Miles Bourne taking on Dion Lennox for the North American title. They went right after each other at the bell. There's interference all over the place from Dark State.
Ah!
Yeah, it allowed Lennox to take control of the match and continued during the heat. Finally, at the end, Miles started making a comeback. All right, this wasn't even at the end. They started making a comeback, but Dion gave him a blue thunder bomb on the steps, which is like, that should just end the match. But, you know, it went on. They went back and forth with fisticuffs as Bourne made his comeback. Saquon tried to call some sort of play for Dark State, and there was interference, confusion. This led to Bourne pushing Lennox into Saquon Sugars, hitting the Bourne again. He got the win, retained the North American title as a secondary storyline, seemingly, to the breakup of Dark State.
You know, I thought this match was, like, all right, but there were six separate interference spots in this match. Not on the show, everybody. Remember that TNA show that I buried because there were like a referee gimmick in like five or six of the matches? In this one match, there were six interference spots. And I was just like, I watched too much good wrestling this weekend to sit through a House of Torture match on NXT. Not my jam. Didn't like it.
We then had Jackson Drake in a show-long storyline that is...
Loved it.
Yeah, me too.
Actually, I love this.
Well, it's also like, I love the pairing that they ended up with, even though I'm set up to hate these guys. Jackson Drake swiped right on some hottie, apparently.
A, quote, smoking hot blonde.
Blake Monroe gave him the go-ahead to meet up with this hottie across the street. Ahead of Blake's casket match against Tatum Paxley tonight. So even though Blake Monroe is going to have her big blow off, she said, yeah, you know what? Vanity Project, go ahead. And like later on, the other guys join him. Like,
okay.
Man, so I don't want to throw myself under the bus, but this is very much like something that I would have done in college, my college days. Like, like you show up and you like spy on your buddy who's on some date.
So the story is, I just got to tell this story. Jackson Drake, the bar is apparently across the street, okay? So he goes across the street to meet this smoking hot blonde, all right? So after he leaves, there's a segment with Tatum Paxley and
Shiloh Hill.
And Shiloh the Hacker. Shiloh reveals...
I have never fallen in love with a character as much as I have the Shiloh Hill.
Shiloh reveals, no, I've fallen in love with Jackson Drake. He was a hero on the show.
Well, they're both good.
But he reveals that he's the one that hacked the phone, and so there is no smoking hot blonde. So Jackson Drake, he goes across the street to the bar, and they, you know, a little later they go back, and he's all sad. He goes, I can't believe it. I've been stood up. And the other two geeks are like, it's all right, man. You know, we'll live to love another day. If LeBron can take it, L, he says I can. And so up walks not a smoking hot blonde, but a gigantic buff brunette who I believe they had the name later.
I think her real name was Bailey, if I remember correctly, but I don't remember what her gimmick name
there was.
She was on LFG.
Micah was the gimmick name. So Micah shows up and says, are you alone? and they cut away. So they go to a couple of other matches, and then they go back, and like Micah and Jackson Drake are still hanging out together. And Jackson Drake is like, yeah, what do you do? And Micah goes, I'm a mortician's assistant. And Jackson Drake is like, what? Micah goes, I dissect dead bodies. You should see what I can do with these hands. And Jackson Drake's eyes get wide. He goes, that's kind of hot. And so he goes, I've never been so happy to be stood up. And Micah looks at the phone and he goes, you know, you weren't stood up. That's an AI bot. And Jackson goes, what? Damn it, I know who did this. And so Micah goes, want to go to dinner? Jackson Drake's like, yeah. Now the other two geeks, they went in on this. Jack's like, no, this one's mine. But they insist on going. And so they start to leave, and like some idiot in the bar walks by, and Micah just goes, bam, and punches this guy. And Jackson goes, that's hot. And he turns around to the guys, he goes, it's mine. I was dying during this segment. He was so good. This Jackson Drake, like, where'd this guy come from? I mean, it was like 3 months ago he was on an ID deal, Evolve.
I think these guys came from Beyond.
Dude, wherever they came from, it is a revelation. It is the best thing right now, especially because they've called up pretty much everybody else now. It's like down to Ricky Saints and these three guys are the highlight of this program. This was incredible.
Dude, I am... What? Her gimmick name is just Micah?
I think so.
Like, this is killing me because... Bailey Humphrey is her real name.
I don't know, man. Said Mike on the show.
Okay, so also Saquon begged Stone backstage to give Dark State another chance. That's where we saw this catfishing thing by Shiloh Hill. And we could also get to Saquon and Dark State now because I don't think that they play a role in the rest of the show. But later on, Saquon goes to the rest of Dark State and he's like, I talked to Stone and Dark State's going to be back on top. I got us a rematch. And Lennox is like, oh, great. I'm going to get the title. Finally, like I wanted. And Saquon's like, nah, sorry. Stone said it couldn't be you. It had to be me.
Yeah.
The title shot. And Lennox goes, you really said that?
Well, it makes no sense because Saquon goes, he okayed the rematch.
It makes perfect sense.
Well, it does, but this isn't a rematch is my point.
It is if they're all Dark State, like Lennox has been saying, right?
All right.
So, using it against them. We then had the the empty vessel of flesh of Joe Hendry being fed to Keanu Carver.
Oh, my God.
Joe Hendry comes out. The crowd's singing his song. They make no big fanfare about it. And then Keanu Carver comes out, and I'm just like, this guy's going to get killed. He's going to get murdered by Keanu Carver. This is a setup. This is a put-up job.
Oh, it was all right.
Yeah. Keanu Carver mutilated this guy's carcass, ran him over as he was making his comeback. This shoulder tackle or whatever he hit him with was not as good as the one from Kelly Armstrong. Not even close, but it was good enough to lay out Joe Hendry. Then he laid into him with some Timu Dragunov-style H-bombs. And got the TKO stoppage over Joe. Ah, does Booker T still believe in Joe Hendry? You better believe in Keanu Carver, buddy.
All I know is it's funny how sometimes it's like, oh man, we can't possibly beat this person on their way to the main roster. And then we have a show like this where they just beat everybody on the way out. Whatever.
They beat him? He got
squashed him.
He got murdered.
He was a nerd.
Lizzie Rain is heavy metal, baby, and she's coming to NXT.
Yeah.
I know.
And we have an Izzy Dame and a Lizzie Rain. Are we really?
We could go after this, I think, for a lot more than just them.
That's why EK Prosper got a new name, because we had an LA Knight and an Eli Knight. Now we have an Izzy Dame and a Lizzie Rain.
Yeah. She seems like she'd be like right up Craig's alley.
Yeah.
But I really think she's gonna be more of a Vinny kind of gal.
Mm.
If you know what I'm saying.
I do.
Because I don't. Lexus King took on your boy EK Prosper for the now cursed speed title in a 5-minute time limit match, which of course is longer than the normal matches, even though it's speed. King went for the coronation on the apron, but Prosper backdropped him out of it onto the edge. It looked awful. Prosper ran up to the top, did a great moonsault onto all of the Birthright. Ariana Grace slapped him. Prosper took out Stacks and Connors on the floor, got in the ring, ate the super kick, and then Lexus King followed it with the coronation, and your new WWE Speed Champion in the year of your Lord 2026, Lexus King.
Correct. Correct. I thought this match was it was all right. But again, we had multiple interference spots in 2 out of the 3 matches on this show, including a 5-minute speed match. Maybe we could like ease up a little bit, you know?
I've been a fan of Lexus King largely since there was that match he had with Dr. Wagner Jr., yeah, where they were like talking about how great Wagner Jr. was, and he was awful, and Lexus King was fantastic.
Got in good shape, too.
And he's the mouthpiece for the Birthright, if you haven't noticed. Like, he's the guy that they have front and center. So Tatum Paxley took on Blake Monroe in this casket match for the North America title. Both women ended up in it after Blake gave her a knee strike, but the referees waved it off as having no winner. Blake slapped Tatum around as she laughed at her. Tatum gave Blake a Spanish fly off the casket that looked terrible for both ladies. Blake gave her a glamour shot DDT on the floor, closed the casket. Or so she thought, because the fake North American title that's been gifted to her was caught in between the lid. This
that was
spot.
So dumb.
Oh, this Come was good.
On. What the lid is closed because there's a belt in the middle. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Brian,
it's like getting thrown out of the Royal Rumble and landing
match.
On a pancake.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Come on.
Get out of here. The pancake, that's way worse of a spot. Anyways, Blake broke out the cubic zirconia at best, but Tatum gave her the
no. That was definitely drive. That was definitely a good. I guess diamonds nowadays aren't much. It's possible.
Diamonds are forever, but Blake's fake title reign was not. Mm. Tatum Paxley put her in the casket and won. Lola Vice.
I wonder if she's on the way to the main roster.
I don't. Lola Vice was interrupted by Izzy Dame, who led the culling out amongst boos from the crowd. They went back and forth before Izzy told her she's going to find out that the culling is always 2 steps ahead. Then Vance distracted Lola, and Izzy laid her out, posed over her with the title. Later on, Lola said she's got some friends coming. Who's it going to be? Damian Priest and R-Truth?
Could be. I don't know who her friends are.
That's my guess. Maybe not. Probably just OTM. Birthright interview. Lexus King said he's the fastest man alive. And they will face off with
Well,
Dorian,
technically, he's
Dorian
a champion
Van
of speed, so. And
we had a Kendall Gray NXT Chronicle, which I know you'd love to talk about.
Man, that was just awesome. It's like.
Sure was.
I can make fun of NXT for a lot of different things, but if there's one thing they do great, it is video packages and personality profiles, and you feel like you know everybody on the roster. There's nobody on the roster except maybe the butt guy. And even we know that he likes butts. But, I mean, you always know something about everybody. And I thought they did a great job just talking about her amateur career and Vegas and scars she'd gotten from wrestling and dogs. And someone can talk. Let me tell you. I like this a lot.
Ricky Saints beat up Shiloh Hill. Someone sent Tony D a box with some Japanese writing on it. And Keanu Carver came in. Tony D goes, "Is this you?" And I'm like, what in this situation would possibly make you think that Keanu Carver sent you a small wooden box with Japanese writing on it? What?
Hey, maybe he's a fan.
Hey, the sharks are circling. Tony D better watch out, because I got a feeling things are going to go dark and become very evil.
Back with the main event, Observer Live.
We'll be right back. This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right. What a main event.
Man. She okay?
Actually, apparently Sol is totally fine. She managed to fall. They had two tables set up, and she was supposed to take a bump off the crow's nest and go through both tables. Of course, it's NXT, so she only went through one table, and it looked like her head was basically decapitated by the second table. But amazingly, when she fell, like, she had her arms up like this, and her arms are what hit the other table, and apparently her head never touched it. So Sol is apparently totally fine, although it looks like she is dead. Yeah.
It looked awful. Yeah,
horrible.
And, you know, even worse was what happened right before the finish, because Sol is beating up Zarya. Sol went up to the top with the intention of putting Zarya through these two tables. She beats her up on the crow's nest, has the chance. Zarya's falling. Oh, she's going to lose. But they're in such a heated rivalry. Sol grabs her by the arm, pulls her back in. They embrace. They hug. And then Zarya made a mean face. And Brian, I want you to remember, because this is what I'm going to do to you one day. We're going to hug. I'm going to make that mean face. And then I'm going to push you to your demise.
Why are you threatening me with death at the end of this show? You've also never hugged me in your life. So
I want you to rescind the amount of beers that you claim
Christ.
I drank.
Tom drank four beers, everyone, but he did buy seven. Are you happy now?
bought 8. You didn't listen to me at the beginning of the show, did you? That's what I figured.
Try so hard.
Anyways, guys, it's been a great show. Filthy Tom Waller here with his good buddy Brian Alvarez, who would rather hang out with furries.
Oh, would you shut up? You are the worst friend. God. Yeah, let's make sure that every time I invite you to something, you're like, oh, well, your thing is at 10? I gotta be at Bloodsport by 3. I don't think I can make it. Oh, you want to do the E thing? I'll do it right during the second night of WrestleMania. That'll be a great time for you to attend. Come on. We'll talk to you next time, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live. Store.